Artistic Longevity. It's our talk on KCRW. Well, he's known by many as the greatest living American artist. At 87 years young, Jasper Johns has created a body of work that spans decades and includes just about every artistic medium, from paintings to sculpture, even printmaking. And some of his pieces can go for hundreds of millions of dollars. But gosh, don't ask him what they're about. He's not going to tell you. Instead, that is left up to art experts and patrons, the people going to check those things out. And here at KCRW, we have our own art critic, Hunter Drohe-Yoska-Phillips. She's here with this week's Art Talk. Hello, Hunter.
Hello, Steve.
So one of John's first exhibits was here in Los Angeles, up in Pasadena, actually, 1965. He is now returning to Los Angeles at the Broad Museum downtown. Why?
Well, that show was brought here by Walter Hopps, now considered sort of a legendary curator and then director of the museum. But this was really co-organized by the Royal College of Art in London. And Eli Broad has long been a dedicated collector of the work of Jasper Johns. And they added quite a few pieces to this show that weren't in the show in London when I first saw it.
Now, before we get into the art itself, tell us a little bit about John's career.
Well, this is so fascinating. You know, here's this young man who was raised in South Carolina in a number of small towns, raised by relatives to a large extent, his grandparents, his aunt. And he really doesn't have a fantastic education, goes to a few semesters of school in South Carolina, veteran of the Korean War, and then winds up in New York City in the mid-50s, changing the course of art history.
All right. So this is a large survey of John's works. What's on view? And is there anything that catches your eye? Because I mentioned at the outset there are a lot of different media that he partakes in. What are we going to see at the Broad?
Yes, he does. He's known for his printmaking and some sculptural objects. But really, what a fantastic painter and the way in which he reinvents painting for our time. I mean, he comes to New York when it's dominated by abstract expressionism, Jackson Pollock, and he manages to channel that energy into a kind of disciplined approach. And you'll see the early paintings that from 1954 to 58, there's a painting called Flag. And you can't help but believe these are just a couple of years after he's come back from the Korean War. So clearly he's been thinking about the meaning of America. He's thinking about the symbolism. And he's also using encaustic, a wax-based medium that gives the paintings a translucent quality that's very seductive. He's also discovered that he's gay. He's living with the artist Robert Rauschenberg. It's the dealer Leo Castelli comes to Rauschenberg's studio, sees these paintings by Johns, decides to support them, and as of 1958, the entire history of the late 20th century changes in terms of contemporary art.
Is there anything, because he's, you know, he's in his upper 80s now, pushing 90 years old, Hunter, is there anything that he's done recently that we're going to be able to see?
Well, that is really the challenge for an artist like this, whether it's Cezanne or Picasso. I mean, everybody wants to be looking at the early work. And certainly you'll go there, if you're remotely familiar with contemporary art, you'll see the pieces that are always reproduced in art textbooks or online or whatever. But you'll see them in person, and that's very important. But I really like these paintings from the end of his career. I saw a show years ago called Gray in New York, and it included these catenary paintings. Catenary refers to a hanging loop of chain, or in his case, string, that he suspends from two sides of the painting, and it makes it a little balanced loop that hangs in front of the actual painted surface. But I can't help but think that it refers to balance, and there's something very poetic about it, and I have to say, John's has always been influenced by poetry, the poetry of Frank O'Hara or Hart Crane. And the work really comes across decade after decade as someone who's really seeking emotion in a very kind of mysterious and indirect way. It's a fantastic show.
I can't wait to see it. Jasper Johns exhibit, Something Resembling Truth, on view at the Broad Museum, downtown Los Angeles through May 13th. Hunter Drohe-Yoska-Philp with this week's Talk. Hunter, thanks.
Thank you, Steve.